Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, and thank you, Lord, that our eyes of our understanding can be enlightened, Lord, to know your will, your goodness this day, Lord, so that we can walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, family. It's Ephesians 1, verse 12, but we'll do 11. As well, and we're going to read out to the Jubilee Bible.
In Jesus, in whom likewise we have obtained an inheritance, having had the way marked out beforehand according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will, so that we should be to the praise of His glory, those of us who first trusted in Christ, in the Christ.
Hallelujah. We're just going to focus on that. We who first trusted in Christ are to be the praise of His glory, which is then according to His will. So it's so wonderful just to understand that God's will was for us all to be in Christ, holy and blameless, in His presence, in His fellowship, in obedience. And then we lost that. We fell short of the glory, short of the splendor, short of what God had in heart, in mind, and in heart for us. But now in Jesus, we've been restored. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. So the splendor, the goodness that Jesus has, we also have now, because He's a big brother that has made this available, and He's not ashamed to call us brethren. He is the vine, we are the branches. He is the head, we are the body. So just as the head is holy and separated unto God, that's what holy means, separated unto God, separated unto God's will, separated unto His splendor, His glory, we are also separated, holy, separated unto the glory of God, the plan of God, the will of God. And so now to be the praise of His glory, we abide in the vine, we abide in the head. We listen to our big brother. He's our Lord, and He's our Savior and our Shepherd. And so, like what we do in our morning by morning, we're spending time with God, and then He's enlightening our hearts. He's enlightening, opening up our mind to His will and to His way. And so to be to the praise of His glory, we develop on schedule. We behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, and we take hold of that, and that's where we shine. So we commit our day to the Lord, that He establishes our thoughts, and then that's what we walk in. We stay in tune with God. We abide in the vine. We stay in tune with the head. And so morning by morning, we've been awakened. We're beholding the glory of the Lord, and we are changed from glory to glory. So it's wonderful to know all splendor, all goodness, everything has been given to us. We new creations in a new kingdom with new priorities, kingdom priorities, a plan laid out for us. And so this morning again, we're just feasting from that, and God is stirring up our heart, and we need to take note of what He says to us and what He wants for us, because that's what's going to get tested in the day. So you know you're precious, and you therefore you stay precious. You know God is for you, so you stay with Him. And even in the day, He's constantly there, because that skitchabeki, you can bring that skitchabeki. Lord, we need help. To those who call on Him, He answers, and then listen to Him. So we stay in tune. We develop on schedule. And that's what it's all about. That's how we stay to the praise of His glory. We stay in the glory. Faith comes, and we stay in that measure. So faith opens up that what we need for the day. The glory, the splendor, it's all available. Faith keeps us developing on schedule. So be blessed, because you are blessed, and know God loves you, and just walk close to Him. Run to Him and not from Him, because you are there to arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.